"Little time, Colonel," said the flight controller's voice. "The commsats are overloaded with traffic." "Send the confirmation," Colonel Christopher said in the hard voice of command she had learned at the Air Force Academy. "Yes, ma'am." Major Kaufman seemed frozen in his seat. "Shoot down any missiles launched from North Korea? Are they crazy?" "Get on with the engine start," she snapped. "Maybe they are crazy, but orders are orders." As Kaufman punched up the second engine, Christopher unbuckled her safety harness and got to her feet. "I'd better talk to the chief nerd." But as she stepped through the hatch and into the area where the navigator and communication stations were, she wasn't thinking of the chief of the laser crew, or of her surly, suddenly frightened co-pilot, or even of the possibility that her orders meant a war was starting. She was thinking of the last time she had seen Major General Bradley B. Scheib. "You're out of uniform, Colonel." She smiled at the general.
"So are you, sir."
She was standing nude in the bathroom doorway while he lay on the thoroughly rumpled king-sized bed. The motel was a little on the seedy side, but Karen hadn't minded that. Over the months since she'd fallen in love with Brad Scheib, she'd become accustomed to being furtive. It even added a touch of spice to their relationship. Brad was married. She'd known that from the outset, but she knew how to make him happy, and his preppy socialite wife didn't. The Air Force brass did not like it when an officer had an affair with a married officer. But there was this handsome hunk of a man, so serious, so troubled when she'd first met him. And now he was smiling and contented. At least most of the time when they were together. But he wasn't smiling at the moment. She went to the bed and snuggled beside him. He wrapped his arms around her. For long moments, neither of them spoke a word. At last, he half whispered, "I'm up for the deputy director post at the MDA. Delighted, she asked, "That means a second star, doesn't it?" He nodded. Only then did she realize how grave his tone was.
"You want the job, don't you?"
"I sure do."
"So you'll be moving to Washington, then?" "It's okay. I can get there often enough."
"I don't think so, Karen," he said. She suddenly understood where he was heading, but she didn't want to believe it.
"What do you mean?"
"There's going to be an investigation."
"Of you?"
He shook his head.
"Of you."
"My wife..." His voice trailed off.
"She ratted you out?"
Karen felt anger seething up inside her. He wouldn't look into her eyes. "No, she ratted you out."
"What?"
"She got one of her Georgetown friends to tip off the AG that you're having an affair with a married officer. She didn't say with who, she's too devious for that. She expects you to finger me once the AG investigation starts." Karen pulled away from him.
"The Advocate General's office is coming after me?"
"They'll want to know who you're sleeping with." His voice was misery personified. "If you tell them, I can say goodbye to the MDA job and the second star."
"But if I don't?"
"They can't do much to you," he'd said. "A slap on the wrist, that's all." A slap on the wrist, she thought. They bounced me out of the B-2 squadron and gave me this bus driver's job with a bunch of tech geeks. Some slap on the wrist. But now this bus she was driving might be heading into a shooting war. Karen almost smiled at the irony of it. Able 1 Flight Deck. Colonel Christopher saw that Lieutenant Sharman and the communications officer were staring at her.
"You heard the orders?" she asked.
Sharman said, "I got the navigation.